Now, implications for improvement in systemic therapy, because the medical oncologists have gotten so darn good at what they're doing, you know, just because someone has disease outside the breast, that doesn't mean that that person cannot appreciate a long-term survival or have long-term survival. So metastasis, the word that everyone fears or out of the box, does not always mean widely disseminated, right? Stage four does not mean stage four in the typical sense. And stage four for one disease has little or nothing to do with stage four in another disease. And that's very important to realize. And I like to at least talk to my patients about that. Not that I am an eternal optimist. That's just the way I am. But not to just overly, you know, raise the hype about it, but it's true. So the word stage four is something you take to heart, terminal, these terms. So we need to be very careful because the metastases do not always progress in multiple sites. So patients with limited sites of metastasis may only have initial sites of disease that may not be as responsive to a chemotherapeutic regimen. So can we do something for that? And that's the concept of oligometastasis. Can we treat these individual areas? And we have good kind of data to show that we can, and we can do so with little morbidity. And I think these are to highlight the differences in widely metastatic disease, which nobody really wants to think about, and limited metastasis can be treated with certain technologies, what we call hypofractionated radiation or high-dose radiation targeted to only one area. And perhaps, we don't know yet, but in randomized studies, we may find that the advent of improved systemic therapy will only potentially highlight or make more important improved local therapy as well for this very reason. I think it's something interesting, something that we can all consider.